Today on the Wall Street Sweeper, we got some great topics, including navigating your first year or two of retirement, whether we're near the end of this economic storm, and thinking about the taxes that you're going to have to pay in retirement and how to get those down.
And now, the Wall Street Sweeper with Russ Hackman.
It's all about sweeping away the clutter of Wall Street. It's all about getting the picture of your retirement. Welcome in. Russ Hackman is the Wall Street Sweeper. Russ Hackman is president of Hackman Wealth Partners. Russ, hello. How are you today?
I'm great, Dave. Good morning. I'm very excited about the show today. We got a lot of great stuff to cover. We'll be talking about the markets. We're talking about what the first years of retirement can be like in plans and how you navigate that. We'll be talking about what everyone's trying to figure out, right? When is this storm going to be over?
Right.
Is it going to get worse? Are we in the eye of the storm? And we'll do our usual listener questions. So we got an awful lot to get into today, Dave.
We do. Hope you stay with us through the show. It's a lot of, as always, great information that Russ shares. And before we get into the topics that we're going to get into, you know, you spent your early career on Wall Street trading desks. So I'd love this part of the show where you kind of give us a look at the week past, the week we just wrapped up on Wall Street. A little turbulent, possibly?
Yeah, Dave. So what it is, I sort of talk out of both sides of my mouth here, because on the one hand, I'm trying to say to our listeners and our clients know this already, that if you have the right plan in place, you're really not supposed to need to worry about the day-to-day or month-to-month or even necessarily year-to-year movements in the markets. To me, that's the best kind of financial plan. Like, hey, honey, I just saw in the news that the Dow's down 3,000 points today. What does that mean for our retirement? The answer is it doesn't change a thing. We're still taking that vacation in 6 months. To me, that's the perfect financial plan.
Right. The correct answer would be, oh, okay, so what? What do you want for lunch?
Yeah, turn off the TV. Exactly. Let's forget that. And I think some listeners out there can relate to that, by the way, that, you know, if you're out there and you're close to or you're in retirement and you're hanging on what's going on in the market every day, to me, that means you don't have the right plan. So, you know, well, obviously we talk about what we think is the right kind of planning. But, you know, back to the point, let's just talk about the markets and what's going on in the economy, Dave, and just try to read the tea leaves. Because even if we're not trying to sort of say, hey, the market's bottoming and you should be getting into stocks, because that's not the right way to be doing, be running your financial life at all. It is interesting to talk about.
Yeah, of course it is.
And it affects, you know, am I going to pay $6 for gas next year or $4? I mean,
affect us.
I don't know if you've got one of these, Dave, but I just got my heating oil bill, which, you know, I'm sort of used to. You know, it's a few hundred dollars there, it's a few hundred dollars there. But this time, the bill I got was over $1,000 to fill up the heating oil tank. And this, I think that's the first time
it's
going to
be expensive.
That's happened.
And hopefully, La Nina will help us a little bit on that.
Yeah. But anyway, so again, talking about the markets, obviously, you know, the Fed raising rates this past week up to 4% for the Fed funds rate, and the Fed kind of signaling and Wall Street kind of getting the picture that short-term interest rates are going to go up as high as 5% and stay there until, you know, sort of the job is done. And I think, you know, therein lies the real risk, Dave, because essentially, you know, Chairman Powell is saying, hey, you know, we messed up here on inflation, and I'm not going to be the guy who let inflation get out of control, which, by the way, he already is that guy. So he's got to be the guy that, like,
reins it in,
put it back in the bottle, right? So the markets are really, and it's interesting, when the markets start to perform a little better and there's some stability in the market, market participants are sort of judging, hey, the Fed doesn't like that. They want a little instability in the market, the bond markets, the stock market, because that's a sign of financial tightening. A little bit of that fear out there causes the economy to weaken, should cause inflation to come down. So it is a little it is frustrating as an investor for sure, because to the extent we have some good weeks, which we've had, then I think, you know, the thinking is, hey, the Fed's not necessarily wanting that. And that may toughen up their message until we sometime, hopefully next year, get some of these inflation numbers that are, you know, more under control. So, you know, all eyes are on the kind of numbers like inflation, the employment numbers, inflation expectations, job opening. So anytime you're seeing numbers like that, Dave, you know, the Fed is looking at those carefully, and what the Fed is going to do and how tight and aggressive they're going to be is really guiding the markets. But I think bottom line, Dave, is, you know, we're certainly not out of the woods yet.
No, but as you said, Russ, I know your goal is to work with your clients to build their retirement where they can really watch Wall Street more like a sporting event than something that is life-changing. And that comes with proper planning. And, of course, Russ opens his schedule on this show every week to make available a no-cost, no-obligation opportunity. It is limited, but it's a great opportunity. Here's how you schedule. 617-299-7676. Again, it's 617-299-7676. Now, so, Russ, you mentioned the first year of retirement. What is that adjustment period like?
Well, it can be a significant adjustment, Dave. And, you know, part of our job not only is to help people, we help people with plans that for folks that are already in retirement, we help folks that are close to retirement. We help folks that are several years out from retirement. And by the way, the best time to start planning is yesterday, whether it's with us or somebody else, because the earlier you start there, your advisor can be a lot more creative than if somebody's walking in the door. It's not to say, we can't help them, not at all. But if someone's retiring tomorrow, they don't have quite as many options, or they're already retired 10 years. They definitely, there's not quite as much as we can do for them as the person who comes here, you know, 5+ years earlier. We can help everyone. We can, you know, a financial advisor worth their salt, you know, can really significantly move the needle for you on things like fees, performance, taxes. And that's what we aim to do. And in particular, Dave, transitioning over into that first year of retirement is fraught with anxiety, obviously, and it's very important to make sure that you got that right plan in place. And I want to, again, we like to work with people if we can a few years prior to retirement. But to give an example of a 62-year-old nurse that lives really in downtown Boston. She's working actually she's a retired nurse working as a litigation consultant, splitting her time between Boston and Florida. She came to us and said, listener, like folks out there, called us up pronto. I'm going down to part-time and I'm basically 100% in stock. She had over $1 million when we met her early this year, Dave, and that was declining in a hurry. And she also had a good amount of technology stocks. In some cases, she had been basketed in with some of her wealthier relatives who were also managed by this big box firm. And she was losing a bunch of money with technology stocks really down this year. She was worried about loss of income in retirement. And what if the market went down further, but also wanted to benefit from market rebounds.
Sure.
And again, saying, hey, my income is going to be going down here and I need to be, you know, I need to be prepared. I need some cash flow coming in and I can't be having all my assets go down, right? So what we did was we set up for her a plan that had what we call a financial fill-up strategy for post-retirement. And what fill-up means is that every month or every year, you've got a chunk of income coming into you that is not dependent on the market. And that's basically filling up your bank account or filling up your expense tank to cover those expenses that you need along with Social Security if that's coming in. So we set up that financial fill-up sort of income plan. Again, that's not impacted by the markets. and that will distribute growing income for her, so also addressing inflation well into her 90s. And by the way, Dave, the whole plan we stress tested to survive a Category 5 storm. And you've heard me say, Dave, that this is really a Category 2.5 or 3 that we're in. So, and the fact that, no joke, that she's in Florida and not that far from Fort Myers brought home the analogy.
She can relate.
Of the Category 5 storm. So going from a pretty equity-heavy portfolio to something that was going to basically be filling up her bank account every year with the right amount of money she needed. And yes, having a plan that's going to benefit if the stock market recovers, all that put her in a pretty good place to be able to cut down to part-time and ultimately, move to fully retired. So for our listeners out there, if you're not yet fully retired or you are retired and your plan is in a bit of rough shape this year, you're losing money on everything, and your plans aren't really serving you that well this year, Dave, this is one of those opportunities where we'd like to give folks who have saved $500,000 or more the opportunity to call in, get on our calendar, get a complimentary financial plan, get a complimentary portfolio review and second opinion.
It is a great opportunity for the next five, and of course limited because Russ doesn't want to shortchange anyone on the time they're deserved with this initial consultation. Here's how you schedule: 617-299-7676. 617-299-7676. Think of it as getting your financial roadmap together, and he'll talk to you about that great fill-up strategy. Again, 617-299-7676. When we come back, Russ will highlight some money moves to make before the end of the year. You know, the holiday is going to be here before we know it, so this will be great strategies Russ will discuss. With the Wall Street Sweeper, Russ Hackman. He gives us on this show every week a good clear picture of, well, retirement mainly. It's what we're talking about here, good retirement planning. You know, when you get with Russ, though, you get a clearer picture more specifically on your retirement. He certainly makes that available, these comprehensive reviews every week on this show. Russ, I was reading an article this week about the quantum clock, and after the first paragraph, my eyes glazed over in trying to understand how a quantum clock would work. It measures time not by counting seconds, but I say that because time flies. It seems like the older you get.
I was wondering where you're going with that.
I know. I finally got to the point. But you know, we are wrapping up 2022, and you've got some really good things to consider before year's end, and in some cases before we end the calendar year, but in other cases before we end the tax year, which would be April 18th, 2023. Now, what about 401k? I mean, certainly if you want to maximize, you've still got some time left.
Well, that is right. There are a few smart things that you can do, Dave, before the end of the year. And I think we wanted to take this opportunity to highlight some of those. But you are giving me a little bit of agita, as they say, because I've got like 14 people coming over for Thanksgiving and
all
like
right, two turkeys we're almost
there. And making like a pulled pork and a lot of coordinating to do.
Oh, sounds good.
I say it as if it stresses me out. It definitely doesn't. Just to make sure there's not a lot of stress, I've already tapped into the local wine and champagne.
Excellent.
And beer store made a nice delivery. So
always helps. It also helps with those infamous Thanksgiving dinner conversations. You know.
As long as there's not too much, right? Then it goes. Then it can go the other way.
But, right.
You know, we don't have like a super political family, in that way where.
And
anyway,
I say infamous because they are infamous at times.
There's a couple of college kids coming back that, you know, my kids that, you know, sometimes they come back with ideas and want to drop grenades into the conversation. So we'll see about that.
We are banishing you again to the children's table. Go to that card table right now.
Exactly right. But, you know, talking about things that you can do for year end was the topic, Dave. And, you know, some of the important things that you can do are, you know, make sure you're contributing as much as you can to your retirement plans. The limits in 2022 are 22.5 for your 401k plans. You can do catch-up contributions of another $7,500, so $30,000 you can get total into your 401k plans. I will tell you, Dave, one of the biggest differences I see between, you know, people who walk into my office with seven figures and those who are far below that is, you know, those 401k plans. We also help folks give advice to their kids because for, you know, for a lot of us, it's getting to be a little later in the career to shovel a ton of money into 401k plans. Mm-hmm. You know, I already find with like my daughter who's starting work that you can give some good advice there. So that comes into our plans like, hey, what kind of advice should we give to your kids? Or you're doing some good legacy planning, then there are some really smart things that you can help them with. So again, on our year-end checklist, we've got do what you can to get money into those retirement plans. There's IRA and Roth contributions that the rules are a little bit complicated, and HSA contributions. All of those things can really be helpful. But the major things that we get in to help people that are close to or in retirement, and so therefore, again, you're not having quite so much time to shovel money into your retirement plans, but it's really more about thinking about, you know, how do I make my money last, Dave? How do I pay as little as taxes as possible? You know, those are the important questions sure. that you get into.
And that's a lot of, at this time of the year, last minute savings, but also good proactive tax strategies at the last minute, too, that you could get in either now or before you do your taxes or tax deadline. So that's in proactive tax strategies. It's a big part of that holistic planning process with Russ. He has limited opportunities on this show every week to come in and sit down and get it with him and talk about you and what would be the right strategies for you and your retirement. Here's how you schedule. Just a phone call, 617-299-7676, 617-299-7676. So we get into tax planning, not looking back like when you do your taxes each year, you're looking in the rearview mirror, but looking forward. What are some good examples of that and what we can do as we close the year?
Yeah, there's a couple legs to tax planning here, Dave, and you know, one of the things I tell people is, and our frequent listeners have heard me say this before, is that tax planning sometimes can make as much difference in sort of your future finances as market performance can or your investments can.
Sure.
And so it is really an area that is under addressed by most of the big firms out there. In many cases, because it's either not their thing or because their lawyers are like, don't talk about taxes, right? They're always like, just consult, you know. But a good independent advisor will give you tax planning advice. And even within our own financial plans, Dave, we do what we call tax minimization plans. So it is very important. This year, to be specific, you can do things like what's called tax loss harvesting, which means in your accounts that are non-retirement accounts, but just regular brokerage accounts. In some cases, if you have unrealized losses, you can book some of those losses to offset gains that you may have somewhere else.
We
have some clients who had some gains in real estate, for example. Or you can harvest those losses and use them for future capital gains that you may have. So there's some smart things that you can do. It's like, what's the silver lining of everything being down, Dave, right? We're looking for silver linings here.
And actually, that was a really good explanation of tax loss harvesting. I hear that term, but that was a good explanation of how to implement it.
Yeah, you can sort of harvest and set aside this bucket of losses that can offset either other capital gains to some extent. It can offset ordinary income. That those rules, you know, are a little bit complicated and it happens over time. But again, another big thing that you can do at any time really is put together a long-term tax plan. So if you're looking at your accounts and you're saying, hey, we've got, you know, high six figures, seven figures, multiple seven figures of retirement money. So that's those 401ks, those IRAs, 403Bs, 457s, they come by a lot of different stripes. But if you have those, you're basically, that represents a future tax liability. Folks know that at age 72, that the government starts saying, hey, you got to start taking money out of those things, Dave. You got to start taking required minimum distributions.
Right.
And those required minimum distributions scale up over time. So they start at like 3% and change. So it's like, okay, no big deal. And people don't necessarily like to think about this. But if you get into your late 80s, people are like, sometimes, Russ, I don't want to talk about being 90 years old. But,
hey,
you know, it
good
happens.
Chance we'll hit it, you know.
And, you know, the percentages go up very high there. So what you can do is, if you don't get proactive in your tax planning, what can happen to you is your income tax can really accelerate late in life. And having met some people that's happened to, who we didn't meet early enough, let me tell you, that is not enjoyable to have the highest tax bills of your life when you're 85 or 90 years old, Dave.
No, you don't deserve it.
Exactly. So this element of tax planning is just critical. And I just want to give a quick example. I know we're a little sensitive to time here, Dave, on the clock, but we've got a couple that we just started working with that had $1 million plus in their retirement accounts. They needed a couple things. When we did their portfolio analysis, we saw that they had gone very conservative, and the returns on some of their cash were less than 1%. They had a huge tax bill coming from just a big chunk of these deferred, 401ks and IRAs and that sort of thing. And they really just needed to move the needle on the returns on their conservative money and also on the tax side. And so what we did, Dave, was we put together a long-term tax reduction plan for them. It has the ability for them to save hundreds of thousands of dollars in terms of the after-tax value of their assets and pass a lot more to the next generation. And also, like I said, they were really lagging in performance in terms of the returns that they were getting on cash and what they saw was sort of safe assets. We were able to improve the returns on their cash by at least 2%, which is a big number.
Yes, it is.
Over $1 million bucks. It's over 20 grand a year. And in some cases, the opportunity to improve returns on their safe assets was a lot more than that. So again, if you have the right tax plan, and we're going to go ahead and offer that to the next five callers on a complimentary basis, Dave, that complimentary full financial plan, which contains a tax reduction or a tax minimization plan, that right plan can impact the value of your assets by hundreds of thousands of dollars, which if you think about it, is as much as investment returns can make a difference. So, Dave, let's go ahead and offer that to the next five callers on a complimentary basis.
Yeah, and tax planning, forward tax planning, so important. Such an important part of the holistic planning process. 617-299-7676. 617-299-7676 to get in front of Russ and talk about you. And of course, yes, building in that income, good protective strategies, including forward-looking tax strategies. Again, 617-299-7676. Next five at no cost, no obligation, 617-299-7676. Coming up, Russ is going to talk about market cycles and preparing for that next Cat 5 storm, or what if it gets worse? Russ will talk about the chart and that the biggest thing now is not losing money. The conversation continues. It's the Wall Street Sweeper, Russ Hackman, a fiduciary. And think of him, really, if you're nearing retirement, as a retirement specialist. Critical to get the right strategies together for your retirement. Russ is president of Hackman Wealth Partners, and the website is HackmanWealth.com. You know, we close the show with questions, and that's where you can submit your question, HackmanWealth.com. Just click on the sign up, right in the middle of the screen. Sign up for the newsletter, and that's where you can reach out, and they'll get back with you to find out what question you have for the show. Well, Cat 5, here's the question I have for you. We talk about this a lot, using a Cat 5 storm as the metaphor for where we could be in the economy. Yeah. What exactly does that mean? And I know you've said kind of 08 maybe was a Cat 5. What will we be looking at to get to a Cat 5 scenario?
Well, yeah, I kind of stole the expression from Jamie Dimon, the CEO of J.P. Morgan, mm-hmm. you know, who said, but I think it's a great analogy that, you know, just like the weather, right? Sometimes the weather is good. And sometimes, you know, I guess, especially if you live in Florida or, you know, in hurricane prone places, sometimes it's, you know, disastrous. And
sure,
to some extent,
it can be.
You know, the analogy is that these financial storms or bear markets, whatever you want to call them, are, you know, can be likened to hurricanes. And, you know, the you know, clearly, if you think about your retirement as a house on the coast of Florida, you know, you want your house to be able to survive whatever gets thrown into it,
mm-hmm.
or whatever gets thrown at it. Right.
And basically, all of our retirement houses you could consider on the coast of Florida, they need to be prepared.
True, you know, unless you got $20 million in the bank, right?
Well, yeah maybe you're more inland then.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah. You know, we have, folks with very substantial assets, and, you know, those folks have their own concerns, you know, around taxes. And, you know, nobody wants to lose money. And I think one of the things that we're reminded of this year, Dave, is that, you know, it sounds obvious, but losing money just, you know, is terrible, right? It feels terrible. And when you have had several years of good markets, like we've kind of been spoiled on having, you know, the COVID downturn was real quick, you kind of forget what the pain is like. And so part of what, you know, we've always preached, you know, you got to be ready for the bad storm. And we've been preaching that for years and years and years through the bull markets. But I think we're just reminded this year of what can happen. And if you do look at history, you know, I've got a chart that I've been, you know, some of our listeners have seen it in meetings with me. It's a chart that I found that, you know, shows the bear markets since the end of World War II. And you can see these financial downturns ranging from down 20% mm-hmm. in the stock market, which is kind of where we've been for the S&P 500, at least.
Yeah.
To down 57%. And that was in 2008 or down 49% from 2000 to 2002. And by the way, that period of time from probably 2000 to almost 2012 was when you had two of the worst downturns in history. And that's, some people call that the lost decade, where you basically had 11 or 12 years where your returns were effectively zero, with two super nauseating down 50% downturns in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in my way of thinking, every financial plan has got to be prepared for that down 50% move. Because if it happens every 10 to 20 years, then you know it's going to happen. You know, if you're 50, 60, 70 years old or even older, you can basically bet on one of these 50% downturns occurring, Dave.
Yeah.
And it also should tell you, as painful as this year is, that this is probably a category 2.5 storm. So we're going to get into it a little more about how you really do the full plan. You know, that's a little tough to say. As bad as this year is, it ain't that bad.
But, you know, we always prepare, and I know Russ is all about being prepared and getting your portfolio fortified. And, you know, you can have that discussion. You may come to him one way, but he can actually show you strategies that can get you where you need to be able to withstand when your retirement house is on the coast of Florida, metaphorically speaking. 617-299-7676 to schedule with Russ. Again, 617-299-7676. Because a lot of people, when they do come to you at first, there may not be that protection or that fortification in place yet.
Most often not, Dave. And I think part of what folks have experienced this year clearly is some of what they thought was fortification in terms of bonds and bond funds. And I can see the people nodding out there because we've had a lot of these discussions in our offices around around that. You know, the bond and bond funds were supposed to be kind of the counterbalance ballast, and they have not performed that function at all this year. So, you know, I do want to give a specific example of, hey, what's in one of these detailed plans, Russ, that, you know, fortifies me for the Cat 5 storm? And I'm going to do it via another one of our examples, Dave. Example of a couple in Medford. He's retired age 68. She's still working age 62. Mm-hmm. We started working with them a few months ago and have been implementing their plan, even in the midst of this market. And I know some people, you know, wonder like, hey, isn't this time to just kind of freeze and wait for everything to come back? And I think that that is very, very hazardous to your health, particularly if this financial storm is going to get worse going into next year. And of course, I don't know if that's going to happen or not, Dave, but it certainly could happen.
Yeah.
Just like every hurricane can worsen. And so for this particular couple, they came in to see us. They had a good size portfolio, $1.5 million or more, but almost all in stocks. And they were down this year, which concerned them, like, hey, Russ, it's hard to take action, but they had some changes in their life. She was just getting ready to stop working. He was already done working, and her retirement came up sooner than expected. And so it's okay. The markets are down a bit. We have lost some money on these stocks, and they were almost entirely in stocks. You know, what can we do? Now, again, people like to say, hey, I don't want to do anything because I'm down. But on the other hand, that's just a matter of perspective. For most folks, if you look at your accounts, if I go back 2 years, 3 years, even sometimes 18 months, you're still significantly up. And just because you're down does not mean that you should. It's sort of like in the middle of a hurricane saying, okay, I didn't get to nail up all the plywood, so I'm not even going to bother. I'm just going to kind of hope it's going away.
Just right? Hope and pray and ride it out. Huh?
I had a good book for, it was actually a, some kind of strategy book, but it was called Hope is Not a Strategy.
Right.
Right. And that's definitely not a strategy of a plan. So, you know, when we get into this, you know, for these folks, when we sat down, we did their plan showed high fees and underperformance. We saw that they didn't have any cash flow set up in retirement, and they were really vulnerable, potentially could almost ruin their retirement if next year goes into a Category 5. And so if you're out there and a big additional move down in the stock market could really hurt you, I urge you to address that because there are creative ways to address that. Put floors under the value of your portfolio, but still allow you to benefit if the market rebounds, Dave.
Yeah.
So for this particular couple, what we did was that portfolio analysis, it showed that there were some high fees and underperformance to strip out. We helped set them up with some safe income generating assets. We've got some safe assets that we know can't go backwards and which will kick off income in order to replace those paychecks that their retirement is leaving behind. So we've got that income coming in, and that income is growing to address inflation, right? So we do like to include that obviously in the plans. We do want a residual stock market allocation because we're not abandoning the stock market. But what we're saying is if the stock market can drop in half, then we've got to be very careful about how much money we have in it, right? And so their plan consisted of that. Plus we did again, portfolio analysis, safe assets, income generating assets, some stock market assets as well. And we did a lot of scenario analysis, Dave, that shows, hey, in a Cat 5 storm, here's what you look like with it versus the status quo.
A lot of what ifs.
Right? Here's if inflation stays dangerously high for a few years. And so all that stress testing shows, and it's not one of those random statistical analysis, but it's saying, hey, if we have a Cat 5 storm next year, here's how you'll survive that versus here's how you might not survive it if you don't make some changes. We actually added in a plan to fund some long-term care if they need it.
That's necessary.
Right. And then finally, we included some bringing in an estate planning attorney to help get that in order and to mesh with their financial plan. All that, Dave, puts them in a position much better than they were, you know, came in to see us, puts them in a position to survive the Category 5 storm.
I would say so. Yeah.
Right. That's inevitable in your lifetime, whether it's next year or 10 years from now, I don't know, but it is inevitable. So Dave, let's go ahead and offer for the next five callers that have saved $500,000 or more the opportunity to see what those, call it Category 5 proof financial plans look like, which contain all the elements that we're talking about as well, that portfolio analysis, showing those unnecessary fees that you may be paying, showing what tax savings may benefit, but in particular, one that is going to provide stable income, stable assets throughout whatever the hurricanes throw your way. Let's go ahead and offer that up to the folks, Dave.
And do you feel like you can withstand that financial Cat 5 storm? And if you don't, if you're not comfortable with that, here's that opportunity, 617-299-7676 to schedule with Russ Hackman. It's 617-299-7676, 617-299-7676. Need to take a quick break, but straight ahead, we're going to jump into some questions from listeners. We'll be right back with the Wall Street Sweeper. We're back with the Wall Street Sweeper, Russ Hackman, sweeping away the clutter of Wall Street. Russ is president of Hackman Wealth Partners. And, you know, he brings up a wealth of knowledge to the retirement planning process, even from his years on Wall Street trading desks, on up to all the clients that he has helped guide through it and remain as a guide or a coach in their retirement planning process. You can get your questions answered when you meet with Russ. And we like to close the show out answering questions from listeners. That's Russ doing the answering. And here's how you get your question to be answered on the air by Russ. Just go to the website, HackmanWealth.com, HackmanWealth.com. You'll see there on the homepage, click to sign up for the newsletter. And that's where you can reach out to them and they'll get back with you to get that question that you have for on air. Russ, when I came in today, I noticed a stack of Starbucks Dunkin' cards. I mean, you really didn't have to. I mean, I appreciate it, but you, is that what they was? That's
no,
what they're.
I hate to say it, Dave, but they're not for you.
They're not.
They are. What we are offering for those listeners, their question is used on the air. We're offering a $25 gift card to either Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts.
Nice.
Unless Dave steals them first.
No, or I promise I'll
use some of them. But, you know, and I think it is interesting. It's just great to get something for free, right?
It sure is.
And I've met people who have millions and millions of dollars that they jump for joy over a $25 Dunkin' Donuts card.
Isn't it right? Amazing? But it's
it
true.
Is, right. So, but you know, we wanted to have a little fun with it, I guess, as we get into the gift card and holiday season.
But you really
season.
Are offering that if we use
yes,
your question
I am.
On the
it's
air.
Not a, it okay. is not a joke. So okay. please do go to our website, click on sign up for our newsletter. That'll get you an email from us. You can submit your question, and if we use it on the show, you'll get one of those $25 Starbucks or Dunkin' cards, whichever one you like.
Nice. So, very nice.
Let's jump into questions.
I'm assuming
we got some winners here, actually, right, Dave?
All right, let's get to Dunkin' Coffee Lover, Georgia in Concord. I am retired. I have a portfolio with 40% stocks, 60% bonds using U.S. and international index funds. Now, due to the volatility, I'm considering investing in an index annuity with 25 to 30% of my investment funds. Is an indexed annuity a good idea to include in a retirement portfolio?
Well, a couple good questions in there, George. We might have to give you a Starbucks card, too. We'll see. But, first of all, just the allocation to 60% bonds and also having some international. I won't belabor the point, but I'm not a big fan of international assets, European assets, Asian assets, generally underperform the U.S. If you're a U.S. dollar based investor, you may want a little bit of that, but not too much. In that 60% bonds, by the way, George, I think you've probably taken a good hit on that. And a lot of what I think that is a smart move to think about, okay, we've been telling folks, hey, your bond funds, there's no reason if you're looking at your accounts, your statements, and you're seeing these bond funds and they're down 15, 20%, sometimes 25%, there is no reason that those are supposed to come back in a hurry. And we all get the concept that the stock market can come back over time, mm-hmm. but our interest rates going back to 1% long-term rates anytime soon, I don't think so. And so I think it is very smart as folks, what if things get worse? Like what if inflation's not under control? That could cause some of these bond funds to go down another 5, 10, even 15%.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just not a great idea to have your money in those. And we like the idea of taking those bond funds or individual bonds that you, if they're long dated, that you may never get that money back, and go ahead and put them in something safe. Something safe can be a 1 or 2 year, a 3 year treasury. That's a different kind of bond, but it's one you really can't lose money on because it's so short dated. And those are yielding 4%. You can look at different forms of annuities like fixed annuities that are yielding around 5%. Those are a little bit CD-like without the FDIC insurance. And we like index annuities too for that purpose. Again, things that cannot go backwards. With all annuities, you have to be cognizant of the liquidity restrictions, and CDs to some extent have those too. An index annuity for listeners who aren't familiar with them is really a product where the principal is fully protected and the return you get each year is a function of usually what a stock market index does. But on the good side of those, you make money when the markets go up. You don't lose when they go down, and gains can lock in over time. So as long as, Georgie, you're comfortable with the liquidity restrictions on that, and generally they allow you to take out 10% or so a year, I think index annuities, can have a place in a portfolio for sure.
Great question. As Russ said, couple of questions there, Georgia. You can certainly call and even get more specific information from Russ, 617-299-7676, 617-299-7676. Gene in Derry, New Hampshire, what are my options if I'm locked into a variable annuity contract?
That is a good question. I guess that's because we picked them to be on the show, Dave. But
is it like a timeshare?
We were talking about the previous question from Georgia was about more fixed or fixed index annuities, and part of the issue with annuities is it's such a broad term, and there's what we would consider good products and also not so great products, and for folks out there who have variable annuities in their portfolio. The question here from Gene is, I'm locked in. Most people who have variable annuities in their portfolio they often don't know the level of fees that they're paying. And so it's not to say you don't know what you're doing if you have one of those in your portfolio. But the point is that very often, my personal opinion is a lot of variable annuities were sold in a misleading manner that you really didn't have any market risk or much in fees because you've got some income value that's guaranteed to you in the future. But that doesn't mean that they're not charging you a lot of fees or that you don't have market risk in the present, which determines the value of that asset if you wanted to do something else with it. So for folks who are in variable annuity contracts, to answer Gene's question, pretty often you can switch to lower cost principal protected products that may have higher income. That's a, we call that sort of a variable annuity rescue plan. And we do those fairly often where, you're moving from something with much higher fees. It is sort of a deadweight loss in the sense that you can often move from a variable annuity to a less risky, lower cost, and even higher future income annuity. And that's a great possibility. And in some cases, if you still have a surrender charge, a charge to get out of that old variable annuity, in some cases, some of the fixed index annuities, for example, will pay your surrender charges.
Oh,
it was almost like the old days where, AT&T would buy you out of your Sprint contract or vice versa.
Really?
So that's interesting. But in any event, well, I know we're coming. We only got to a couple questions, but they were a couple good ones. So, if you're out there, you have a variable annuity, that's something that you should talk to us or, an independent financial planner about to see like, hey, can this thing be rescued? Can I get higher income out of it? Can I strip some of the fees out of it? So if you'd like to, Dave, we're going to go ahead and give that final offer of the day to the next five callers that have saved $500,000 or more. Come in, get a complimentary portfolio review, which can include any annuities that you have. Contains our views on what you should do to make sure you survive the Category 5 storm when it comes. So do give us a call, and we look forward to meeting those next five people, Dave.
Absolutely. And if we didn't get to your question and you were selected to win that gift card, you get it. And we'll hold on to your question, too. That's the one thing I just want to mention. If you want to have your question answered on the show and get a Starbucks or Dunkin' gift card, HackmanWealth.com is where you can submit. Just click sign up for newsletter, HackmanWealth.com. 617-299-7676 to schedule with Russ. 617-299-7676. This is a comprehensive review. This is also a great second opinion opportunity if you want to make sure that you are fortified going into your retirement to withstand the worst case scenarios in the economy. So as we were talking about earlier, even in the worst times in Wall Street, that you're protected and you're not feeling that stress and panic. Well, then take advantage of this opportunity. It could be the starting point with Russ. 617-299-7676. It's that easy to schedule. 617-299-7676. Russ, thanks so much for really an educational outreach every week on this show. And I always look forward to our conversations, and we're back at it next week. Look forward to it.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. Look forward to seeing our listeners out there. I always see folks out there every single week. So look forward to that, getting people here back on this show next week.
Well, have a great week and join us next week. We're back same time for the Wall Street Sweeper.
Russ Hackman and Claire Hare are investment advisor representatives of Retirement Wealth Advisors Incorporated, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Wealth Advisors, LLC, BWA, registered investment advisor and an affiliate of Brookstone Capital Management, LLC. BWA and Hackman Wealth are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BWA, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. The opinions expressed by Russell Hackman, Claire Hare, and their guests on this radio show are their own and do not reflect the opinions of this radio station. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Investments involve risk and unless otherwise stated are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Any strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Before acting on any information mentioned, please consult with a qualified tax or investment advisor to determine if it is suitable for your specific situation. This program is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with regard to the subject covered. Any comments regarding safe and secure products and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by BWA. Index or fixed annuities are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to caps, restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuer. Agents receive payment in the form of compensation and or other compensation, such as a percentage of organization's profits from selling an annuity from the insurance company. Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients to make full disclosure of any conflicts of interest, if any exist. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A, Item 4, for additional information.